Inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rake and a hoe and a piece of fertile ground.
In what is now Peru, the Inca people discovered how to domesticate a local root vegetable as early as 10,000 years ago. During what was called the Columbian Exchange, this particular vegetable eventually made its way to Europe, transported there by colonizers returning home. It became a relatively easy to grow food staple, ending the routine famines of the Middle Ages and prompting the rise of European empires. Its increasing popularity was later traced to touching off the modern agriculture and pesticide industries. In this week's edition of Garden Talk, the first of the season, we find out more about growing our own potatoes. With me on the line is Master Gardener Ed Bajerski. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Matt.
So what should we do as far as selecting seed potatoes? Are there particular types or varieties that we should look for?
All of it depends on your own personal preferences for eating potatoes, whether you like a dry, mealy russet for baking, or a more moist red or purple or yellow potato for baking, boiling, mashing, roasting potatoes, potato salad. There are very different varieties for those. And then add a few complicating factors. Have you had scab in your soil, in your gardens? That limits the number of scab-resistant varieties you may want to choose. And then perhaps you prefer little fingerlings versus great big potatoes versus, you know, medium-sized potatoes. There are lots of choices out there. And unfortunately, your timing is great, Matt, because there's not much left available in Juneau.
And can we do with cooking potatoes and cut those around the eyes and use those as seed potatoes?
That's the ongoing question. We prefer legally, us retailers can only sell Alaska certified seed potatoes. Then the good thing about that is they have been inspected and not rejected for diseases, pests, and other issues several times at the growers' locations. Where normal eating potatoes do not need to be inspected for certain diseases, which don't affect the flavor or the you know, visual quality, but they can affect, you know, long-term growth. And the issue there is also potentially contaminating your soil with some diseases that might come in. And one way you can kind of sneak around that a little bit is if you've got sizable sprouts on the potatoes, you can break the sprouts off, and they tend to be cleaner than the potato tuber itself, and you can plant just sprouts in a garden.
Oh, okay. And what should we do as far as the actual planting process? Any special ideas or hints or recommendations?
Sure. I know lots of folks are doing container gardens, growing potatoes in large tubs or grow bags and other things. Those can be handy. My personal experience hasn't been as good as others. But essentially, you start out with a container with good drainage, and you have your soil mixture you're going to use. Put a couple inches in the bottom. Sprinkle a little bit of fertilizer in those couple of inches. Plant your seed pieces and just barely cover them and throw some clear plastic over the top. That works well because as they grow up taller, we want to hill. We want to add soil. Every time the potatoes grow 2 or 3 inches, you fill up the container partway. Add some more 2 or 3 inches and some more soil, and throw in some seaweed in there if you can find it. Possibly by June, if we're still hilling, you might even add a little bit of a sprinkling of fertilizer again, depending on how much rain we've had. In the garden, things are a little different. In garden beds or boxes, I'm using boxes, and I dig two in a 3 to 4 foot wide bed. I'll have two trenches a foot apart and dig them down 6 or 8 inches. Again, sprinkle fertilizer down in the bottom of that trench and mix it in. Set my seed potato pieces in there, whether it be whole small potatoes or chunks with an eye or two, about a foot apart. Just barely cover them and throw the clear plastic back over the top for kind of a mini greenhouse effect to help warm the soil and make them grow faster.
And when we do the hilling process, do we just, once again, barely cover them, or do we completely cover them with soil, weigh them down? How should we do that?
I'll usually try to leave just the little green tips showing, but they want to keep growing up. If you do cover some of them, no big deal. Again, commercially, that happens anyway. Some get covered, and they want to keep growing up and up and up. Hopefully we're going to get some warm conditions to help them grow. One more thing too, if folks are cutting larger potatoes, you don't need to do that days ahead of time to let them dry the skins. I normally cut and plant immediately, and I have no problem there with particular rot. The real key thing is good drainage, and we hope for warmer weather.
And final tip here, I think I remember that we shouldn't be planting potatoes in the same patches or the same pots in which we planted potatoes the previous season, right?
Exactly. And again, that's whether they be commercially or otherwise. We don't want to have a buildup of potential diseases. Growing the same thing in the same place uses the same nutrients. So again, normally from one year to the next, you rotate your patches or containers. So potatoes, carrots, peas, beets, whatever other things, a 2 or 3 year rotation would be ideal.
Okay, Ed Byarski, thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Matt.
That's Master Gardener Ed Byarski with this edition of Garden Talk, a weekly feature during KTOO's morning edition in the spring, summer, and early fall. You can sign up for the podcast or ask your own yard and garden question at ktoo.org/gardentalk. Ed will answer it in an upcoming segment. And we're going to try switching things up this season. Hopefully spend less time in the studio and more time out and about, outdoors, or in Juneau Gardens.
KTOO's Garden Talk with Ed Byarski is sponsored by Don Abel Garden Center, locally owned since 1936, offering building and garden supplies to both commercial and residential customers throughout Alaska. More at donabel.biz.